The women of all my children will make your day.
Fantastic!
Erica makes your day every day on all my children.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
All right. We got a lot of business to take care of right here. That is...
That's your music.
Hold on. No, it's not my music.
It is your music.
It is my music compressed to 60 seconds without an edit. That's what that is. That's the only way you got it in the 60 seconds.
Yes.
You took 2 minutes and made it manically ridiculous.
Well, hold it, guys.
Hold on.
Everyone knows what we're talking about,
right,
so
let me set it up, please. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Okay, good.
I've been on Josh for new music. He said, well, I got an app. I said, I'd love to play with that. By the way, would I ever? I did that in the wee hours of the morning. I sent Josh a brand new piece of theme music. The thing is, I sent him, it was probably 2 minutes and 40 seconds of a song.
So I took the last 60 seconds of it.
But you sped it up too.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it has to be. It's definitely sped up.
It's not sped up. It's not. I promise you, it's not sped up.
Mike, as an old production guy, he used one of the John Pop tricks, which is not edit it, but just play the last 60 seconds of it.
Well, that's the easy. Hey, I knew I liked the ending.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now fast forward to the ending.
Now the.
Because my guess is, Mike, you saw it was 2 minutes and 45 seconds. Did you listen to 2 minutes and 45 seconds of it?
No, I didn't.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Well, he's a very busy man. He has no time to play.
Yeah, I didn't.
He has millions of stockings.
Do we have the original that I sent you from the beginning?
I can get that.
If you can find that.
And
we're always trying to keep it fresh. And Josh put some phenomenal animation next to that. With once again, though, I do not, look, see,
I do not
have male pattern baldness. I am not cue ball bald up on top, as the animation shows me. It insists on making me cue ball bald.
For people that listen to the audio portion of the podcast, you got to know that for the video portion, there is like a 1 minute countdown.
All right, hold on. With all due respect, it's faster. Can we slow it down?
I mean, I can not
pitch it down.
Live.
Okay. All right.
But there is a video of music that counts down the show to begin. And it's important to me and it's important to Mike because it puts us in the frame of mind for the show. And we know that we have 60 seconds in order to get everything right. And it was one song for a while that we really liked. And then Josh changed it to something that sounded like a haunted LSD circus. Mm-hmm. And Mike was displeased with that. And Mike said, I'll make a music that'll be good for the beginning of the show. And that's where we left it yesterday. So know that if you look at the video, you're going to hear and see this every day. But, you know, for audio people, this is sort of new territory is what I'm saying.
And it is. It is a fast pace because that was my first thought when I got it from Mike was this is a big speed increase.
Mm-hmm. That is slower.
Yeah, that's a different song.
What was the song's name that you had?
I don't know, because that's what AI does a horrible job at naming.
Naming stuff, yeah.
The songs when you send them, unless you rename them. It was called Late Night People.
Late Night People.
Like Stephen Colbert and Jack Parr.
Yeah.
All the Late Night People.
And what's fun when I click on it is I can look and see the prompt that Mike put in.
I like that.
That was nice. So what Mike wants...
That's the same thing. That's Late Night People.
No. You probably have multiple tracks called Late Night People.
All right,
different mixes.
Now what Mike put in there is he wants big band.
Yeah.
Upbeat tempo. Upbeat. Up-tempo. Brass section. Piano. Big band.
Okay. Is it possible, Mike, you could have sent the wrong one to Josh?
I don't know, but I'm glad we didn't play it
ahead
of time.
Why does it give me 800 of them? That's the question I have. I didn't ask for 800 of them.
Boy, you are not grateful, are you, when they give you more? They just want you to be happy.
Find the right one you want. Because right. The chance, AI is smart enough to know it is never right on the first time.
Right. It knows this.
But that's the tempo that I got usually.
I don't like that one as much.
Now we're voting on them. I thought I put the right one out there for God's
sake.
I like the one with the piano in the middle.
Well, Mike, you sent that this morning.
Oh, wait, that might be it. That's it.
Yeah, and that's the it. Same speed.
I'll send that's you a... I'll pick one out and I'll make sure I send you
send some
right
more,
now.
I'll change it up.
By the way, I literally the time that I spent on that with, you know, just putting on a sentence or two, it's just, you know, it's almost so easy that it's not. It doesn't feel right.
You know what it is, Mike? Unrewarding.
Unrewarding.
Meaningless.
Well, and
yes.
What's crazy is if you pay for like the pro version of that, then you get that file that you can open up in like Adobe Audition where each instrument is a different track. Yeah. So you can really completely adjust.
Man. It is mind-blowing that it does what it does. But when Rob says unrewarding... yes, on the fact that the creativity of it and how that process used to involve going through pieces of music again and again as a production director. Mm-hmm. I used to do it with albums.
And looping it occasionally, having to loop
when,
it.
Loop it, but I mean, I literally would look for jazz because we had the rights on a radio station.
To play,
I'd go through albums for background music. And now to think that you just put a description in and it's out there, royalty-free.
Your description can even be, sound like you're inspired by this guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
And getting back to the whole thing.
Same tone as this song.
You know, that doesn't, I don't worry about the people that don't watch for the description of the animation. If you don't watch, you don't watch. So don't worry about it. I mean, it's the way it is. We do have a show.
It was
show
great
now.
The way the voices sounded just like us.
Not at all.
Is there when you didn't see? I hate it because it's such a cartoon, and I hesitate to ask you about my animation to remove my male pattern baldness seems like an egomania.
Mike, this is why, if you remember a couple weeks ago, I asked you for 60 seconds of you drumming.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I was going to use you as the countdown.
Okay. Well, I don't want to do that.
Okay.
But is that why I have male pattern baldness?
No, it's not.
No, that's
you're talking about general the experience. I love.
Did you think that his revenge for you not sending the drumming was making you bald?
Yeah.
No. Well, that seemed to be the jump you
being
made.
Miscommunicated here. I was.
I'm just making
about,
sure. That's
I
all.
Have one issue, and that is the animation. With I love everything about it, except
can
the
we
fact
see
that
it?
I
can we lean, see it again?
I lean forward. Put it up without sound, and I lean forward, and suddenly I've got like I'm trying to think. I look like who would be? I look like Captain Steubing. From the Love Boat.
Oh, Captain Meryl Steubing, yes.
Meryl Steubing, which that's the issue that I have a problem with. And it's just, okay, well, so there I am straight on. You can't tell. Looking
okay, now,
me straight
now we're
on.
Dancing.
There it is.
It's when your animated guy turns.
Yes, I don't. All right, here we go. And then when you'll see me.
It's when
there's
you turn
one where
your head
it shows the
that you're not happy.
There.
That's
right
it.
There. Stop it.
That's really bad right
oh,
there.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
I we don't. I have hair.
We need
have
to correct
hair.
That.
I that's we need the to. Issue I have. You
yes.
Know?
And it's all the time. It's whenever he turns.
Oh, God. It kills me. It kills me. But Rob, once again.
Oh, he looks great.
He does. He absolutely.
He's got expressive eyebrows. He's it's like putting a heartthrob into a cartoon.
I look better as a cartoon.
It's almost like he spends more time on his cartoon than on.
No, yeah, yeah.
I spend.
It's like we're a pencil.
I spend no
we're
time
like,
doing that. That's
no,
the
we're
same
like
cartoon.
Stick figures, and you're a Dega. I mean, it's just you are. It was the same thing when you made us Muppets. You look like a sexy Muppet.
Yes.
Yeah, but I do no work. I just. Put it into the AI. I do like the monster, though.
When I get mad,
I do like when you get mad as a monster.
It doesn't take people long to establish the, and then we're all monsters.
That's right. I don't know what kind of monster
I am.
But
folks, if you don't, you know, I'm not asking. I don't think it's a big ask.
No,
to have somebody take 5 minutes when they get home and give it a view, please. Give it a thumbs up.
Yeah.
For all of you that get us on audio, that would help the cause an enormous amount. Carla gave me some wonderful Facebook news today about our status on Facebook has been elevated for something. I don't know of those rules. Do you know, Josh, what she's talking about?
No, I just celebrate every day that we're not banned on Facebook.
That's true. That's a good thing,
and
too.
And I got a notification that we're trending on websites of bald people.
I think, very open and honest about my aging process, and I certainly don't need any enhancement.
No.
To the aging press. But also,
was it fun playing Mindy's father on Mork and Mindy? That's what I want to know.
That is the kind of bald that you get when you're 28 years old, right?
Yeah.
You got the big thick hair on either side.
It's the George Costanza.
It's the George Costanza. Oh.
Or Larry David, yeah.
That's wonderful. Speaking of, God, I wish I remembered. I wrote his name down. Rob might remember it.
What's that?
This, to me, is something that I have been watching regularly on my feed.
Oh, Bang Brothers.
Not Bang Brothers, but you may have played a clip of this in a beautiful video. I wanted to watch it again. The Lieutenant Bookman on Seinfeld, one of the greatest cameos in the history of Seinfeld.
Is he the guy that
he's the library cop.
Okay, I remember the library cop episode. I don't remember the character of Bookman.
This is referred to often as the greatest cameo on a sitcom. He appeared only two times.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote it down, and I should have written it down where I could find it, and it's the actor's name.
Philip Baker Hall.
God bless you.
Okay,
God
I know that guy.
Everybody should have a Josh on the show that has his S together. What is the name again? I want to give him proper credit.
Philip Baker Hall.
Philip Baker Hall.
He's
credits
king
this.
Of the people that when you see him, you go, oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this guy is, it changed his career, the trajectory of his career. He got more attention. He got more, great mm-hmm. character actor. And he plays a library cop that knocks on Seinfeld's door because Seinfeld has not returned a book to the library. And the audience reaction to this is so special, and the performance is so special, and there are outtakes of it, because if you see Jerry, he's doing everything he can not to crack up with this. I thought this would be a fun way to start the show today to take a peek, and the audio people like it too. Let's give it a roll here from Seinfeld. It's wonderful. I love it.
Hold on one moment.
Okay. No problem at all.
Seinfeld, Jerry himself is the worst at keeping character.
He is.
I mean, you can, the takes they use, he looks like he's about to break.
I took this book out in 1971.
Yes, and I returned it in 1971.
Yeah, 71. That was my first year on the job. Bad year for libraries. Bad year for America. Hippies burning library cards. Abby Hoffman telling everybody to steal books. I don't judge a man by the length of his hair or the kind of music he listens to. Rock was never my bag. But you put on a pair of shoes when you walk into the New York Public Library, fella.
Look, Mr. Bookman.
Mr. Bookman.
Bookman!
I returned that book. I remember it very specifically.
You're a comedian. You make people laugh.
I try.
You think this is all a big joke, don't you?
No, I don't.
I saw you on TV once. I remembered your name from my list. I looked it up. Sure enough, it checked out. You think because you're a celebrity that somehow the law doesn't apply to you, that you're above the law?
Certainly not.
Well, let me tell you something funny, boy. You know that little stamp? The one that says New York Public Library? Well, that may not mean anything to you, but that means a lot to me. One whole hell of a lot. Sure, go ahead, laugh if you want to. I've seen your type before. Flashy, making the scene, flaunting convention. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. What's this guy making such a big stink about old library books? Well, let me give you a hint, Juno. Maybe we can live without libraries, people like you and me, maybe. Sure, we're too old to change the world. But what about that kid sitting down, opening a book right now in a branch of the local library and finding drawings of peepees and wee-wees and the Cat in the Hat and the five Chinese brothers? Doesn't he deserve better?
Look, if you think this is about overdue fines and missing books, you better think again. This is about that kid's right to read a book without getting his mind warped. Maybe that turns you on, Seinfeld. Maybe that's how you get your kicks. You and your good time buddies.
Good time buddies.
I got a flash for you, Joy Boy. Party time is over.
That is just
so strong. God.
Phenomenal. I mean, really, that it just doesn't get better than that.
I mean, obviously the writing, the whole notion is great, but what really is just a comedy thumbs up all around is the fact that he's named Bookman.
Bookman. So subtle.
Yeah. And it's the more you think about it,
actually,
it's funnier.
Not subtle. Just funny. Just funny, you're right. Gave him that number. Yeah,
but it's also a good example of why Jerry is the weakness of that show.
He was always the worst thing on the show. He can't hold it together at all.
Oh, but the thing about it is it proves that in an ensemble cast, you don't have to be. You can be the main guy who everybody else revolves around, and he's just the straight man most of the time. It's great. I love that. And the fact that he got a little resurgence late in his career is really special.
Do you think he was a smoker? He looks like he was a guy that probably put down like 5 packs a day.
I think perhaps there were a few cigarettes enjoyed because he'd been around a while. I think that's the way that goes. I want to ask a medical question that we had based on. I was talking about the massage that I got last week. Josh.
Yes.
You had mentioned that you got cupping too.
Yeah, many times.
Now.
And I do it myself now.
You do cupping.
Careful, yes. You'll go blind.
I want to ask this question because I remember when I was getting it done, it felt as though somebody was putting like hair clips on my back, big fat hair clips to pinch my skin. That's the feeling. It was a pinching sensation. And we joked about it, and then we saw Josh's back where he'd gotten it done. What I never got an opportunity to discuss or examine in any detail was whether or not that has real benefits, and if there are benefits, what they are. I know a lot of people have had it. Athletes do it.
Yeah. I'm told it pulls the blood out of your muscle and loosens it up.
Really? Okay.
Now, I don't have you were saying you weren't able to see it like on yourself.
Right.
As it was being done. I don't have a picture of myself, but here's what it looks like.
And what are those things up at the top? What are they?
Nipples.
When this person was having it done, it was used. That's where you suck the air out.
It pulls that because it's much like a vacuum. It pulls that much skin in there.
It pulls a big, big bubble.
God, especially I mean, larger people would have lots of flesh that could go into.
Do you guys know Glenn Clark from Baltimore Radio?
I know the
WBAL.
Name. No.
All right. Well, that's him having it done.
Oh, really?
He sent me a picture when he got it done.
It's a disc jockey.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a DJ. Yeah, so that's why he's on a massage table with shorts and a belt.
Exactly.
That's a DJ move if I've ever seen one right there, you know?
I got all the air out of my blood.
If you don't mind, I would not even like to wear underwear. I will wear my exterior shorts with a belt. Thank you. And of course, the reason there's no underwear is because of the stain.
He had some in the morning, but he had to, you know, who hasn't had a bad day?
So
I think it was probably like 10 years ago, Cuppin got some attention because Michael Phelps was doing it.
Okay.
So Baltimore sports media was talking about it.
Yeah, swimmers you see doing it all the time. Yeah, you see swimmers with that.
That's when Glenn and I tried it out.
I am behind. The reason I bring it up is because I am behind on my maintenance, and I'm starting to get the phone calls here. When both of you get to the age where you are able to become a ward of the state,
yes,
and you are able to suck on the teat of the United States government for your medical needs, which I, you know my belief system. I think everybody should be able to. And I think
we
should take care of our citizenry more than we do. But when you get to that point, they will remind you. And so in the last week, I have gotten a call from the dermatologist, the eye doctor, and my regular physician. And I realize that I am tardy with the dermatologist. With the time I spend in the sun, I think I have to pay attention to that. Mm-hmm. And I also think with the steady march of time diminishing the vision, I have to go in and grab that too when I get an opportunity. I have to go in and do that.
Will you go to a proper eye doctor, or will you go to like an Our Eyes or someplace?
I will go to the place I went before, which is a proper eye doctor that also sells eyeglasses too, but it's not a chain that we have. As far as the dermatologist, the last time I went, I don't know if you remember, I was on the show where I had they gave me that cream that basically sloughed all my face off. That's the way they did that. I'm not looking forward to that. And then when it comes to the myriad of orthopedic situations that I have to deal with, it's just the latest is this shoulder right here. And I made the terrible mistake early this morning in the wee hours. Been up early doing music things, doing show prep, and just got caught in the videos that were pouring out of my computer telling me how I am supposed to fix my left shoulder and what stretches I have to do. And by the way, the shoulder, I don't know about the knee or the back, but the shoulder, it's just, there are thousands of them and thousands
of
different theories.
Have you tried ice? Have you tried cold on it?
No, as a matter of fact, I haven't tried ice.
That's the one thing that helps my shoulder when it gets real bad.
Really?
It sucks because it's cold. But
how come you have a bad shoulder?
Mike, I am, except for my shoulder. Perfect.
Lack of use?
No, it's just a tightness that gets in my neck and will go into my shoulder and eventually down to the arm. And that's why I used to go to a chiropractor. But, you know.
Oh, that's right. You used to go because that was the part of your back that hurt?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was the slouching, though, wasn't it?
It doesn't help. It doesn't help. You know, when you try to fool people for 50 years that you're not overweight by sort of leaning forward,
right?
You slouch, and it's not good for you.
It's a height issue also, because I slouch because everyone's shorter.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I get that. You know, the greatest posture, I have to give her credit where credit is due. I've never seen any human being with better posture than my wife. I don't know whether it comes by her naturally or what. It was one of the first things, believe it or not, it was one of the first things I noticed about her. I saw her walking across.
When you say, hey, great posture.
I mean, no, it was hot. It was hot because if you look at like models, runway models, look at the way they walk.
You're right.
They walk
you're right.
completely and totally upright and by the way, slouching can, result in sitting position or standing position. You can get a neck issues
it's
with that.
It's what killed Larry King.
Slouching.
Slouching killed him.
When his shoulder blades were.
When they touched in the back. That's when he died.
Together. That's what did it. Mm-hmm. But so I got to get that done. Body maintenance is essential.
That's why I get. Massages is because of slouching and because of my shoulders.
Mm-hmm. I'll be honest, and I don't want to make this the theme of today's show, but I mean, you have to accept a reality of time passage, and it's just what it is. There's always going to be something. If you're doing any kind of sport at all, there's always going to be something that bugs you. That's just
I had a first with this yesterday. Mm-hmm. Last night I was in the grocery store, and I bent over to get a box of pasta off the bottom shelf.
Oh, the cheap
and
pasta.
My back locked up. And I could, I was in pain.
Was it Great Value?
Well, no, it was Publix. So it was what's their Green Valley or something?
But it's a wonderful product, Green Valley. Yeah.
Sure.
Greenwise,
not Green Valley, Greenwise.
It's owned by Sam Greenwise, who is a very good food scientist.
We have him on the line. He can tell us about today's specials. Can we get
We're going to call Sam Greenwise. We actually have him standing by. Sam, are you there?
Obviously not.
Oh, that was him. That's the notification that he's online. I just need to hit the right button here. Sam, are you there?
Yeah. I'm looking. I'm working on it, Rob.
Okay. Well,
hello.
Oh, there he is.
Hello.
No.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Oh, Sam Greenwise's theme song.
Hello.
Hi, Sam. I don't remember your voice being so low. Ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the creators of all the brands at Publix grocery stores. This is Sam Greenwise. Hi, Sam.
Hi, how are you?
Oh,
hey, how are you? All right. God damn it.
He also insists that the scale stays in Publix, so they still have the human scale.
Yes, the big thing in the front. I love that.
Mr. Colleoni insists on getting his bad news quickly.
Right away.
All right, hold on. I'll get it in a second here. I was looking at the wrong
thing. But I bent over to get the pasta, and my back locked up, and I had to just stay in that position for a good 10 seconds for it to settle down.
Did anyone
which
think
has never happened to me.
Did anyone in the aisle think you were presenting?
Thankfully, no one came down.
That
hello,
is
Rob.
Oh, Sam, hi.
There you are.
It's Sam. It's Sam Greenwise. Hi, how are you?
It's great to see you, Mr. Greenwise.
Nice to see you, Rob.
I know that you've had a long partnership with Publix.
Publix is a wonderful outfit. Delighted to be associated with them for these 72 years.
And I know you are responsible for the store brand pasta, but today I want to talk about something else. Today
sure.
Want to talk about vinegar.
Vinegar. We do not have any specials on vinegar that I'm aware of.
But you make it.
We make our own vinegar in the warehouse.
The warehouse?
Yeah. But I want to talk about my specials.
Okay,
today.
Please, Sam, the specials.
Same as it always is. Flank steak! Goodbye.
Goodbye, Sam.
That's Sam Greenwise.
Might need him later today.
Man. Yeah.
It's just the deal that, we all do that with different sports, and I'm no exception, and I am desperately, this is a thing that I want to make sure, because I've had, if you count them right now, I've had two hip replacements,
mm-hmm.
I've had two scoped shoulders, I have had an ACL replacement in my knee.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to play out the string without necessarily going under the knife at all again. There are guys down here that are addicted to it.
Sure.
That dig it, that love it. I don't want to go through it.
The
I
one
just
surgery.
Don't want, and my sister did a shoulder, and I don't want the rehab. I just don't want to deal with that.
One surgery, it was before Josh joined us. I think it was in the late 90s. Remember, Mike, when you had your eyes swapped?
It was... I said, can you please, please, please give me Ryan Gosling's eye color?
Yeah, there was a paper error, and what they just did is they moved Mike's eye from the left to the right, to the left.
That was to fix the cross-eyed.
Yes. Yeah, that's what it was. Now he could only look to the left.
One last thing. I wanted to ask you one last thing. When you took the book bookends... Were you aware that there was some blood on one of them?
Huh? Hey, yeah. Lieutenant Colombo, do you ever buy Greenwise pasta?
Sam Greenwise is a friend. And it's the exact same voice. That's the way.
Not really.
On a related note, and I will say my piece about this, the Temu experiment. This is related to the shoulder, which is related to the feet, which is related to... I have now... been withholding information because we talk about Temu. My God, I think we have a link on the store to Temu, or we have a link on our website.
I think we were, thanks to Josh, ahead of the curve on Temu.
We may have been. We were discussing it, and then suddenly as an experiment, I said, I'll buy some golf shoes.
Right.
They're only like $18. Well, now they're $44. And so the tariffs have bitten them in the ass. And
and
by the way, when you get into that price point, you're starting to approach regular shoe price.
Yeah, buy the real thing. Yeah.
And the fact is, the last two or three times I've been out there swinging the club, hitting the egg,
mm-hmm.
My feet have killed me when I've come in. So I have now moved past the Temu golf shoes.
Skipped the actual process of trying like an insert?
Nope. I did that, and that still is not, because the inserts were also from from the East.
Yes.
And the inserts didn't really cut it necessarily.
Did you know that in the East, Mike, most people golf barefoot to be more in touch with the
John Daly golfs barefoot.
That's because he can't find his shoes.
He actually does. That's his thing.
He'll come out there with a beer
and a cigarette. And,
that's got to be a good-looking thing. Him barefoot.
Great feet. Yes. Great feet. But amazing flexibility of a 16-year-old at his advanced age.
Yeah,
even with all the like cancer and the alcoholism and the bad lungs, you can see the turn that he has, and it's stunning. It's striking, really.
He likes to grip it and rip it.
That's John. Very good. Thank you. You're proud of that. That's by the way. That's how his brain works. It's filled with slogans that will just come out.
Yeah.
It's like a continuous wheel of information, and the wheel moves in one direction, then it moves in another direction. But pretty much made the call and decided to grab some regular, as my mom used to call the company, Adidas.
Ah, yes.
Adidas golf shoes. That's what she did.
When John Daly is barefoot golfing, do you think he leaves a lot of dents on the green when he walks on the green?
I don't think that John Daly is someone who is as totally out of it as you might think.
I think he's probably made decisions, but
by the way, his joints, the knees, things like that. You see the guys that have the flexibility, and you see the guys that don't. I think he's wasn't he one of the first guys that insisted on a cart when he was playing in his tournaments? Yeah. That's the way he goes. But beloved, because he's like all of us.
Yeah.
He's a flawed man, and we love flawed people in this.
When you think of flexible golfers, like who comes? Would Tom Kite be a flexible golfer?
Why do you go back to Tom? Nobody even knows Tom Kite anymore.
Because he looks like a Muppet, a Martian Muppet. That's why. He's funny.
When you're talking about these Timu golf shoes, are you familiar with the golf course in Japan that has underwater bunkers?
No. How does that work?
I'll show you. I brought a video because I was confused seeing this yesterday.
Okay.
So they have a ledge where if the ball lands, you got to hit it out of the water.
So he's like in 4 inches of water, it looks like. So instead of sand, there's water. That's wild.
I want to see what it looks like when he swims. It's going to soak him, I imagine. Let's see. All right.
This golf course was designed by Gallagher.
Pull the trigger, ass.
Come on. Here he goes.
Oh, my God. Oh,
I love it.
Yeah, I think it's fun.
That is kind of cool.
We should have them over here.
Yeah.
That is kind of cool, and it's like, not that mud that you normally get if you're doing it on a race. I've seen guys do it. We had a guy in the tournament last weekend. There was a video, I should have grabbed it, of the shirt came off. He went into the 4 inches of mud, and he got the ball out, but didn't want to get his nice little golf shirt dirty.
I saw Julie Engster do that, shirt off, and she hops right in.
Turned you on, didn't it?
Hot, yeah.
It totally turned you on.
Really.
I want to ask Josh Soroka. What was that? I heard
that was my growl for
sounded like a fart.
No, it wasn't a fart.
Really?
Yeah.
I have to ask this question, Josh. Are you going to be making a pilgrimage down here for spring training to the Sarasota area? We had talked about it.
Yes, briefly. I still have on my calendar to meet you in Sarasota about a month from now. Mm-hmm. I think it's March 15th, 16th,
15 or 16.
We
got
the
Ides of March. Yeah,
the Ides of March.
It's like when you participate, it's like I know something.
It's a slogan.
The Ides of March. There you go.
Shakespeare giving
Please
some class to the show.
For the listening audience, the Ides of March.
The Ides of any month is the middle day of the month. That's the middle of the month, the halfway through. But in
middle day singular?
Yeah. And
can
so,
I ask a question?
Please.
This is just popping into my head.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why is it called the Ides if it's a single day?
That I can't tell you, but in Shakespeare's version of the tragedy of Julius Caesar, there is a soothsayer in Act One that says, "Beware the Ides of March," to Caesar, and Caesar was stabbed on March 15th.
Right in the middle of the month.
Yeah, and in the middle of the stomach.
So do the Ides, because it's plural, do you think maybe it could be like the 14th, 15th, or 16th?
Yeah, they weren't really into...
No,
really...
it's because it's Latin.
Oh, is
it's
that why
because
it is?
It's Latin. That's why there's an S.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so it's the Ide?
Yeah.
Really?
Ides, yeah. And also they had the hit song Vehicle in 1970.
Are you looking up on AI Ides of March?
Boy, I have it right here. The Ides of March
read it,
is...
Please share it with us, please.
AI Ides of March.
It's named significantly... It's named because, well, it doesn't make sense.
Is it written in Latin and you're trying to translate it?
Well, it says, it is named
Ides. He's challenged with the reading.
Significantly.
What?
Oh, because I'm reading the wrong word.
Okay.
It's named because Ides signifies the middle of the month of the ancient Roman calendar.
There it is.
Specifically marking the full moon.
Okay.
All right. I didn't know it had anything to do with lunar cycles, but yeah, it is the middle of
well,
the
month. Well, you nailed it. I mean, your explanation.
Well, I played...
Can you move your microphone down? I can't see your face at all.
Like, I played...
Are you covering up your chapped lips again?
No.
Okay, I can't see
your
head.
It's just the camera's lower because it's on the laptop.
Yeah. Oh, it's there on the laptop.
It's built
okay.
into the laptop.
All right.
Is that better?
That is better. That... Yeah.
I played First Plebeian, now, Mike, in Shakespeare's Julius Caesar in fourth grade. I like that.
That actually. Looks like, you know, it was almost, not quite, but it was almost like when you put one of those album pictures up that you like to put up.
Oh,
where
where I hide like, behind
it. Oh, God, look at that. See, look at that with basset hound eye. Don't want to isolate
with your blue
that.
Windscreen, you look like a Muppet, though.
Yes, I know. I know.
But, you know, March 15th is only a month away, so... Maybe Rob can even make the pilgrimage if he's
how
still
far
in
is
Miami.
It from, how far is it from Sarasota to Miami?
3 hours.
I could do that.
I mean, 3 hours, right, Josh? If he goes kind of like that,
I
takes
so.
That
hey, could
diagonal
I take that,
route
the, what's,
over
what's the,
Okeechobee
the,
and stuff? You know?
What about
what's the
train?
Got, what's that road you take all the time, the Miami?
You know, Josh, what might work better, and I'm not trying to make, no, because then it's a haul for you. You drive you're going to have to drive the furthest.
Mm-hmm. You and I could go to Miami, and we could meet up for the World Baseball Classic.
Oh, I take my kid to that. He wants to be that.
Explain to me the World Baseball
Classic. Okay, calendar. World Baseball Classic, USA against a phenomenal USA team, phenomenal Japanese team, phenomenal Dominican team. Really, really cool, really fun. Lots of all-stars. Yeah. Maybe
do they play where the Marlins play,
then we
I
could,
guess?
We could come to you. You need that. You need a little
Let's
break.
See.
We could have
I'd
a
do
blast.
It. I would do it. I would
I'd be willing to do that. I'd be willing to do that. That
and
would
you
be
can
a lot
all
of fun.
Sleep in this tiny condo. We can actually
Miami
sleep.
I'd leave early from the game and beat feet back home. That's where I'd be going okay. After the 2 hours. Are they going to have Miami? Is Miami going to be
Miami
one of the...
Starting March 6th, Miami plays the Pool D games, which includes the Dominican Republic, Israel, Netherlands, Venezuela, and Nicaragua.
Is that the USA team that's going to be playing there?
No. Ugh. No, but then there's...
Still amazing baseball. March 6th, I think,
baseball,
is a Friday.
But
I think it is a Friday
is,
this
the
year.
USA team based in Texas? Is that what I'm... like Houston or something like that?
Let me see.
Towson, I think, is where this is.
I don't know. Let me see if I can get a better list of where each...
Because it
think
might
some
be
in Arizona.
Coming to Rob to me might be the best option,
and it would be a great opportunity to get a picture of all three of us together.
And I think that you know, even if it wasn't baseball, maybe it'd be a chance to you know get together and see each other,
you're,
and hang out,
you're
and
there
maybe
so
go to
long.
Little Havana or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, like that.
We should at least meet up for dinner or something while
right.
he's there.
Right,
I'm up for
cool.
it. I would love to do that. I think
that would
be
fun.
Awesome.
And if you wanted, you know, something that was closer to Rob. Baseball wise, if there wasn't availability in Miami, you'd come across the alley and come over here.
Sure.
That yeah. much. Do you have access to a vehicle that
yeah.
you would be able to use?
Mm-hmm.
It's you know,
funny when I
fun.
Fly a, you know, 600 miles from home, I have a car, but, for so long at home, I did not.
That's true. You're not able to enjoy your car.
No, I actually had to call my son and say, would you start my car?
Wow.
Because it's just sitting there.
You're brand new. You know, we're both experiencing you know,
Passat,
cars
yeah.
that are kind of like a step in the lower direction with you
I don't know. I
your
think
VW
if you,
and me and my Sub.
I think
know?
If you saw my Veeb, you would like it. I think you would think it's a step up. It's not a crossover. It's a sedan. So, you know, it's a little different.
Yeah, but you're going from the SUV? Is that what it is?
Well, I would call the Outback a crossover more than an SUV.
Okay.
The modern
station wagon.
Yeah, that's a modern station wagon is what it is. And so when you move into Loudoun County, you're issued one.
Let's try to coordinate, and we will try to get together. Yeah. That's what I mm-hmm. wanted to inquire about. We have to move on right now, but we've got lots of news coming up. A very weird day, as they all are, it seems. But first, I want to remind you that it's easier to start this year strong and
yes.
more delicious with those phenomenal Omaha Steaks I've been telling you about. You can stay satisfied, you can get energy, and you can fuel your routine with premium prepackaged protein delivered to your door. From handcrafted USDA certified tender steaks to gourmet burgers, they're the best, versatile chicken and pork, and more. Rob likes the hot dogs too.
They're so good.
They have an unmatched variety of high quality proteins that everyone loves. Right now, you can taste the difference and get an extra $35 off at omahasteaks.com with promo code Mike at checkout. I don't need to tell you how great Omaha Steaks are. They are my favorite because they do beef right. They have unrivaled quality, variety. Every bite is backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Every steak is perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers. Are you one of the master butchers?
Yes, I am, Mike.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that, Sam.
Sam Greenway.
Yes, what was his name? Greenwise. Greenwise. Omaha Steaks has been America's original family-owned butcher since 1917. Wanted to play that again.
Thank you.
And still cutting edge. Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality proteins right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code Mike at checkout. Mike is a new code, so pay attention.
Please.
That's OMAHA, steaks.com, promo code Mike. Terms apply. See site for details, everybody.
Let us begin the tidbit section of today's program.
This story jumped out at me because I relate to it in a big way, and I probably don't fit the bill as far as the beneficiaries of this behavior. Do you and or your significant other usually go to bed at the same time, or do you have different times when you go to bed by?
90% of the time, Carrie and I go to bed at the same time.
That's a wonderful thing, Rob. You're going to like this. You're going
to
really like
the bed
this story.
The same time.
Yeah. You two jump, do the same time?
Yep. We jump in the bed and we jump on the bed at the same time.
Last night would be a great example of Carla turned in, was going over some reading projects with my son, and about an hour and a half later, I rolled in and Michael was in the bed sound asleep. Carla was in the bed sound asleep. That's not unusual. I stay up a little later. Okay. According to a new report, listen up, fellas, the average couple often has a bedtime gap of 80 minutes.
Too long. Which
is an hour and 20 minutes, or roughly two episodes of Shark Tank. That extra me time might be nice for unwinding, but the report found that couples with fewer bedtime gaps tend to be happier together, Rob Spiewak.
I agree. I think that it's key to have routine and ritual in your life. And we watch TV until one of us is tired and we say, are we ready for bed? And the dogs know it and they get up and we put the dogs out and let them back in and we go to bed. It's just
very
part
happy
of how
couples,
we end the day. Yeah.
And it goes further. It says very happy couples go to bed together about four times per week.
Yeah,
when you're at home, is that the truth?
That would be us, yeah.
That's awesome.
That's easy.
71%, is that close to you too, Josh?
It's probably seven times a week.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 71% of couples who are both night owls and 78% of couples who are both early birds say they're very happy in their relationship. That's compared to 59% of couples with one night owl and one early bird. There was a difference based on age, though. Younger couples find it more important to lessen the bedtime gap, while it matters less to older folks. You guys win. This one, I lose.
And, you know, there's a history there. If you want to look at a famous early bird, would be Cora Mastersberry, and a famous night owl would be Marion Barry. And ultimately, the marriage did not work out.
You go to bed. I'll be back home.
What are you watching, Mayor?
I'm at Camelot.
You're at the Camelot.
I'll be back about 3 a.m. Thank you very much. I appreciate that very, very much. Thank you. I've been doing these forever on the podcast, it seems. This is a list. There's only one real reason that I do states or states and capitals or just capitals, but you'll understand at the end.
I love when you do a list, Mike.
Which
really
state
do.
Capitals make for good places to live? and which don't.
Can I lock my answer in already, please?
No. Don't steal the lead.
No, I won't. I'm just going to write it down so you know that I'm not changing my answer.
Well, let me give you the 10 best first.
Okay.
All right? These are the best state capitals to live in. Salt Lake City, Utah.
Yep.
Denver, Colorado.
Yep.
Bismarck, North Dakota.
Never had
the pleasure. Never been. Never been to
never
Bismarck.
I never have either.
Lincoln, Nebraska, another Western state. Lincoln.
They called her Miss Lincoln because everyone took a shot at her in the balcony.
Wide open spaces seem to be the theme here. St. Paul, Minnesota. Minnesota always on these lists.
So friendly.
Then more Western states. Boise, Idaho. Madison, Wisconsin. We have a lot of listeners in Madison, Wisconsin. Here's one that was an outlier. I don't think about this one. Atlanta, Georgia.
crowded.
Is up there.
No, that makes I would think no crowded to me.
Yeah.
Raleigh, North Carolina, and then coming in at number one for all those highly testosterone-laden podcasts, Austin, Texas.
Ah, yeah.
There it is.
People love Austin,
Texas. Are you ready for the worst ad now?
Yes, and I have my answer locked in, so
all
go
right,
ahead.
I'll let Rob do the last one here. Carson City, Nevada. I'm really sorry. We do have a lot of listeners in Carson City.
It is unfortunate. Now, listen. It is sad, hi-ho, that it is a bad town.
Unrewarding. Frankfort, Kentucky.
That's where Fort Knox is. I just saw it in a movie called Goldfinger.
My birth state, my birth city, Hartford, Connecticut. Connecticut, is next on the
yeah.
List.
Yeah, that's then why you got out of there, Mike.
Montgomery, Alabama.
Bad. I love Montgomery.
Dover, Delaware. Okay. Sorry, Joe Biden. Dover, yeah. Delaware is there. Little Rock, Arkansas. No, it's Little Rock, Arkansas.
William Jefferson Clinton.
Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Means red stick.
Trenton, New Jersey.
Ah, Mike, the world makes, I'm sorry, Trenton makes, the world takes. That's their motto.
Augusta, Maine. That was okay. That was a surprise.
That's a surprise.
But inland Maine, not all that hot.
I hear you.
And Rob Spiewak, you have written an answer in for the... yes, Rob, it is Jackson, Mississippi.
Thank you. Put 20 Jackson, points on the big board, please.
Mississippi.
Before you even really read the story, I wrote it down.
Mississippi. You know,
I'm going to hold on
no
to
No wonder
card.
It's burning, right?
Yeah, exactly.
No wonder they're so pissed off, right? No wonder Gene Hackman had to come into the town and, like, almost cut the guy's head off when he was getting a shave in the barber shop.
That's
right?
All he wants. You what any man wants. Come on.
If you ever want to watch a cool movie, my favorite actor Gene Hackman, God rest his wonderful soul, Mississippi Burning, fantastic.
Burning.
Well, this just seemed inevitable, and it kind of sucks.
What's that?
I like some of his movies. After tearing it up over the past few days in New Orleans, Shia LaBeouf found himself in cuffs Monday night following a drunken brawl. He's back to his old doings.
Well, he's an ass. He always has been.
Well,
an
Rob,
ass.
He's got issues. He's got severe mental issues.
Who doesn't?
Shia was ejected from a joint called R Bar, after which he angrily punched a man several times. Then he left, but he came back and he wasn't in a good mood with several people trying to hold him back. He resumed throwing punches at the guy he hit earlier. He also punched another man in the nose. A bunch of people finally took him down and restrained him until police arrived. I looked at the video. Doesn't have a lot of audio with it. It's just a bunch of people screaming at Shia and trying to hold him down on the ground.
Yeah.
He's out of his mind trying to get up and hit somebody again. That's the
if
way
you
that
do
works.
Have issues, which he claims. I'd like to see the paperwork on it.
Why,
he shouldn't
why
be going.
The,
no,
why the clearly, hatred? What's wrong
he's
with
the
you?
The child star issues.
Okay, well, he has child star. Then don't go out and fight in New Orleans, the happiest city in
no,
the
no,
world.
No, he's been documented as having mental. He's been in institutions before. He
then
has.
Leave him in an institution.
What is wrong with you? What's the problem here?
New Orleans is a fun town. We don't need people like
I'm
him.
I'm sure he was having fun until he drank too much.
Until he drank too much. You see, that's why he should be sober.
I can't relate to anybody having too much to drink and then getting belligerent.
Not in New Orleans with Todd Moore.
You might need some shoulder work.
Did I get belligerent with Todd?
Yeah, you wasn't ever fighting.
No, I don't remember that. I mean, yeah, wasn't it Todd being an ass?
Well, I think you were giving it right back. It was a karaoke bar.
Okay.
And everyone was sort of gathered around the stage, and I looked that you two were in the corner, and there was a lot of this pointing.
But Todd would always have a habit of scab picking, wouldn't he?
Oh yeah. Oh, the worst.
That was his occupation. He liked doing that.
Yeah, he did. And he caught you at a point when you were going to pick right back. I think.
I believe so.
Yeah.
There's a certain point where you know I'm tired and I'm not going to take it anymore.
It was one of those trips, Josh, when we got to the town of the appearance several days before the show.
So we had an
opportunity to go out one night and enjoy Bourbon Street at its fullest. I was not being sober then, so it was a different time.
You didn't fall that night, though.
No. Fell right into bed.
Miley Cyrus is returning to her Disney roots for the Hannah Montana 20th anniversary special.
I'll watch this.
It's on March 24th on Disney Plus. The special will be in front of a live studio audience with Miley revisiting music and moments from the show. Some of the sets will be recreated, like Hannah's closet and the Stewart family living room. Fans will also be shown never-before-seen archival footage, and Miley will be interviewed by Call Her Daddy podcast host Alex Cooper.
And now you ruined it.
By putting the podcast host in?
No, I don't like her.
Okay.
Is her dad a part of it? Because her dad was a big part of the show.
Yep.
Miley says, quote, Hannah. Oh, Miley says, quote, here she is, Rob.
Yeah. Here's Miley Cyrus.
Hannah Montana will always be part of who I am. This anniversary is my way of celebrating and thanking the fans who stood by me for 20 years.
Miley, I'm sorry, I call you Miley, you know that. Miley
is my Hawaiian sister.
Do you love the fact that it's called a Hannaversary?
Hannaversary.
Now, what about your dad?
Billy Ray.
Yeah.
He's an asshole.
Is he going to be at the show?
Probably.
Yeah.
He's been riding my coattails forever, Rob.
Did he break your heart? Your achy, breaky heart?
You can break my heart. My achy, breaky heart. Yeah, now I'm going to ride around on a wrecking ball.
It's unclear if other members of the cast will be in attendance, but Hannah's going to be there. Miley's going to be there.
Well, she probably can do a dual role because, as you know, that was the basis of the series. She was a regular kid.
You don't know anything about the NFL, but you know an awful lot about Hannah Montana.
Because my daughter didn't grow up making me watch the NFL.
Yeah.
I had to watch that.
And I also watched all of Hannah Montana.
Lie. That is a lie. That is a lie, lie, lie. She didn't make you watch it, Rob.
It's
Come
the
on
right
now.
Age demographic to spend time with your kid.
Yeah.
I watched a lot of Hannah Montana and Good Luck Charlie.
I watched the show that Carrie and I found ourselves watching when the kids were out was iCarly. That was a good sitcom.
See?
Mm-hmm.
There it is. And you watched Saved by the Bell, too, right?
Yeah, but Mike, I was 17 then.
Yeah, I was in middle school.
Yeah.
17 watching Saved by the Bell.
I think Carly's now like 31. How about that?
Okay, let's move on, shall we? A woman is suing our old friend Donny Osmond.
Oh, Donnie's such a nice guy.
Super nice guy. She's suing his production company, and Harrah's Las Vegas for $15,000 in damages for life-altering injuries. She says she was hit by an inflatable light-up ball and suffered a traumatic retinal injury. She also alleges that
Donnie's ball?
It's inflatable.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's not a young man.
She also alleges she had a retinal detachment in her right eye, which required surgical intervention and severe emotional distress, including psychological trauma, fear, anxiety. I hate lawyers.
I do, too.
Fear, anxiety, PTSD, and loss of enjoyment of life, and concussion-related head and neck injuries. She says that Donnie's production company and Harrah's were negligent in their hiring, training, retention, and supervision of employees. No details on the inflatable ball. Mike, I don't know what it was in the show.
Speaking of Harrah's, would you like to guess who's coming to the Fort Lauderdale Community Playhouse next month?
Who's coming?
Wayne Newton.
Oh, no, really?
And I will go. If I'm still in town, I will be at the Wayne Newton show.
Wow.
It is to call it an intimate crowd would be maybe overstating it.
And a small group, like a piano player maybe or something.
Well,
I think
maybe a piano player. And lots of video clips.
Well, just a retrospective on my life in showbiz, and I hope that you get a chance to check it out, ladies.
Well, remember the last time we had any contact with him, he loved us.
Yes.
We did a great interview with him.
We did indeed. Finally today, a 27-year-old man in Florida named Theodore Anderson. Hey, call him Teddy. Come on now. He was enjoying a fancy Chick-fil-A Valentine Day dinner with his girlfriend their home. I guess they got DoorDash or something like that. But then they started arguing over infidelity. Uh-oh.
Oh, come on, Teddy.
Unclear in this story who did what, but Theodore was angry and he threw a Chick-fil-A spicy chicken sandwich at her head.
Oh, dear.
She's fine. No concussion. That only happens with inflatable balls. No concussion protocol. He also chucked a styrofoam cup of blue Powerade.
Good for him.
She called the cops, and when they showed up, she was still drenched in blue Powerade. The sandwich was not collected as evidence. Theodore Teddy was arrested for domestic battery in Florida. A Chick-fil-A sandwich and a Powerade is popular because it has the three primary Florida food groups.
Three of them.
Food coloring, breading, and pickles. There you go. Thank you. Thank you, Florida. You keep on giving. We appreciate it.
They did, just to be careful, they sent the woman to it's a place owned by Chick-fil-A for lightly battered women.
Yes. Oh. Now send the letters. And the letters to Rob. He's going through a difficult time, folks. So just be aware.
Yeah, but you
of
know
that.
What? That's I could what be on doing. Top of the world. I'd still make that joke and stand by it.
Well, yes. Okay. Well, you stand by it all the way to cancellation. Anyway, let's talk about HelloFresh. Nothing hits
love it.
Like home cooking. And HelloFresh makes it easy to do with recipes that feel good and taste delicious night after night. Now, as you know, I'm something of a kitchen whiz. But there's not always time to go full gourmet. That's why I love HelloFresh. It lets you bring everyone. See, I was faking with that sniff because I really do have to sneeze. The pollen.
Here it comes. Go ahead. Look in the light, Mike. Look in the light and get rid of it. Just look in the light and sneeze.
I love HelloFresh. It lets you bring everyone together with meals that are simple and rewarding on a busy weeknight. You can choose from more than 100 recipes every week.
Yeah, indeed you can.
Including cuisines from around the world. Now with even bigger portions to satisfy everyone. You can choose from more than 35 high-protein recipes each week, including new Mediterranean and GLP-1 friendly options. There's now 3 times the seafood for no upcharge. Mm-hmm. And you can impress guests or treat yourself with new grass-fed steak ribeyes.
Yum. Carl
loves ribeyes. Because when dinner tastes this good, nothing hits like home cooking. I use HelloFresh, and the whole family loves it. You should, too. Go to HelloFresh.com/TMOS10FM. To get 10 free meals and a free Zwilling knife, one of the best made. That's a $144.99 value on your third box offer. Valid while supplies last. Free meals applied as discount on first box. New subscribers only. It varies by plan. All right. We were talking about this because the expense of that fresh dog food you buy in stores, you
from
know,
your refrigerated section.
And my dogs go nuts now. I went a little further. We ran out because you constantly run out. It's like a baggie full of the fresh stuff that they charge $25 for, and it goes through 2 meals for my dogs.
I mean, for my 2 dogs, I buy 50-pound bags.
Yes.
And it lasts almost no time either.
I mean the dry, but that's
with
like the dry,
they
right?
They eat every day.
I am treating these dogs better than I should treat them. Yesterday I said, okay, we ran out of the fresh stuff. I've just got the dry, and I put the dry on, and I put some chicken stock in there. And they lapped it right up. It
I
was
guess
just because
so.
I'm spoiling. Yeah, I'm spoiling them.
What
I, can't
I mean,
help it.
Too busy to make a Bernaise for them? Or how?
But this guy, not too busy to take some time and make real dog food himself.
Yeah,
well, we've been doing the dry food. But the expensive dry food, so like the small bag is like $30.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And price was my issue, but really it was a trip to the veterinarian where they said your dog could lose 40 pounds.
So you want to make, your homemade food to make sure the dogs are eating better, healthier.
So it was about being healthier. So we went and got all the stuff, and we got rice, carrots, sweet potatoes, spinach, ground turkey. To put in it, we got all the stuff from the freezer. All the vegetables were freezer, so we didn't have to chop them up.
Mike, when you were on Weight Not, you were on the same diet.
Exact same diet.
Right. Because I remember you the turkey and the rice every day.
By the way, those ingredients Josh listed, I think are pretty common as far as people that want to make homemade dog food. I have a different list of ingredients.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, that are, you know, that I put together for
mine.
Do you
care to share it, or is it a secret?
No, I can put it in there.
I'd like that.
Hold on. I've got it here.
He's got it there. Josh, you didn't put any Skittles in yours?
Not in the dogs.
Not in the dogs' food, of course.
All right.
Being silly.
Let's see.
Mike's recipe for homemade dog food. Sardines, good.
mentholatum.
Just like a bottle of it? Mm-hmm.
Reese's Pieces.
Good.
What's this? What's this say? Oh, scallions.
I'm not sure why. Well, it gives a little zip. Yeah.
I do that. All right. Scallions and dishwasher detergent.
Wow. Well, that keeps them clean on the inside and out.
Right. Yum, yum.
Maybe add some Z-Quil to just calm them down.
Absolutely. So you actually took it on yourself to do it?
Well, Kelly does most of the work.
Okay.
I did the grocery shopping.
How much does your dog weigh?
Let him finish. We're jumping ahead. Know. Hold on.
Well, no. I mean, he said his dog needs to lose 40 pounds.
He's giving us the explanation of how he made some. And just be patient, and then you can chateau interrupto.
Maybe 40 pounds is too much. I think I was told 40 pounds. Okay. So we dump all the stuff in the crock pot.
Okay.
And let it cook for like 8 hours or whatever. And then we move it into containers. And a week's worth of dog food was $10.
There it is.
And it wasn't that much work to put it together. And now it's in containers in the fridge. The dog loves it. Now here's the downside.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's human food or human grade food or whatever, it's got no seasoning, so I'm sure it doesn't taste great to humans.
Mm-hmm.
But because of that, and she saw us make it and she saw it come out of the crock pot and she sees us take it out of the fridge to get it to her, she now begs for food more than ever.
Yeah.
Because they go crazy now.
They will ever want. They want it so bad. Yeah. But I mean, it's legit, right? I mean, what dog wouldn't want real food? That's what they historically have eaten, scraps from the table. Yes. Right?
And I hate to ask this because it's graphic, but Josh, how are the BMs?
Same taste.
No, stop it. Not taste. I'm talking about texture.
I don't have an answer for that.
You don't pick up ever?
No, sometimes we'll walk the dog. I just haven't the past couple of days.
Okay. So
you better get on.
I've been busy. So Kelly's been walking, Bella.
So Kelly makes the food and picks up the poo.
It's her dog.
Wow. What's the dog?
Josh goes to the grocery store. Yeah.
I went to the grocery store.
Wait, we're all talking at the same time, guys. We got to be a little wary of that. What did you say? She makes the food and her dog is the dog. She takes care of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's her dog.
What did you want to say, Rob?
I was going to say that 40 pounds, Bella can't weigh more than like 100 pounds. I've seen Bella. 40 pounds seems awfully high. That's like losing a dog.
Oh, I probably got the number wrong. But I
How
think
have you
it was
seen
40
his
pounds.
Dog? Have you been to his home?
I've seen the dog on the videos. You've seen the dog on the videos.
Not that I can remember.
Black fluffy dog.
Is the dog handy? Oh, we're going to get a look at Josh's dog.
I'm trying to
dog.
Get her to come over.
It's a Boinken Spaniel, Mike.
Boinken.
Yeah.
I love that name.
I don't know. That's how Josh, it might be Boinking. I don't know.
Does the dog get along with you, Josh? Doesn't seem to be readily coming to you when you call him.
The dog got up and looked at me and then moved to the other side of the sofa.
Yeah, dog feels threatened.
The dog likes to sleep.
And stools are important. I think the number one, next to giving them something that they like to eat, you know, allowing them to eat and giving them healthy food, the next thing would be quality of poo-poo to pick up.
I agree.
You know? And there she is. Let me see.
Good
Can
girl.
You lift her up a little bit? Is she? Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. And so happy.
What a beautiful.
Just that one.
Yeah. That's the look where they're like.
Yeah, exactly.
Put me down. Is she going to give the nervous yawn at all? The nervous yawn?
I don't think so.
What my terriers do.
He's been sleeping.
Oh, it's a he?
She.
She's been sleeping. Oh, look at that. She loves you.
Oh,
that's
a good dog. Her and I
that's great. That's wonderful. That's delightful.
I miss my dogs. That's fun. I like that.
Yeah, I wish I could say the same. They're in the room next door.
You could solve everything. Just ship the dogs here. Then I'd have a dog and you'd be happy.
I'll send them both over to you. I'll send over Winslow and the dumb one.
Bring them over for the World Baseball Classic.
By the way, I know the yawn is a sign of dog stress, and I hate it more than anything because it means every time I try to get close to them, they're scared or they're nervous or whatever. Mm-hmm. But they're not so nervous that they don't, you know, scream to attack everybody coming in. Would you make the food again? Would you do it again?
Yeah, we're going to keep doing it.
All right. And where did you get your recipe from?
I don't know, Kelly. I don't know.
It's in her book, Mike.
When you brought this up last week, I told you she brought it up the night before to me at dinner.
Don't be defensive. It's fine. It's fine that you don't know. I mean, you know a lot of things, but you know.
What I do is I go to the grocery store and I open up the Instacart app, and whatever it says to buy, I go buy.
Really?
And then I delete it. And then next, and somehow there's more stuff on that list the next day.
Magical like that.
Instacart, I thought, was where you get delivery.
It is. But we use the app because it has Costco and Publix and Aldi all in it. So she can add things to all three shopping lists. And then whichever store I go to, I just open up that list and I just delete things from the list.
Somebody sent me something about Aldi that they have pre-made dog food also. That's cheaper.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, it's made out of ex-employees is how they make it.
Ground up ex-employees.
Everything at Aldi is cheaper.
Yeah. Aldi is cheaper and right next to Walmart. It's a division of Walmart, is it not?
No.
No.
Hello?
No.
It's owned by German brothers, and another one owns Lidl, and I think they hate it.
Then why are there so many Aldis right next to a Walmart?
That's just bad planning.
Yeah, that's just your neighborhood.
Okay, all right. It's that kind of show, folks. I'll get silence when I don't need it, and then talking when I need it. All right, thank you.
We'll take a
quick break, and we will come back with more on the Mike O'Meara Show. But first, I want to tell you about our sponsor, Avocado Green Mattress. Avocado certified organic mattresses, pillows, and solid wood furniture are made without harmful chemicals with thoughtfully chosen materials designed to support healthier living and more restorative sleep. A great mattress is the key to great sleep, and the Avocado mattress can give you the best sleep of your life. Better sleep changes your mornings, your energy, and can improve the quality of your entire day. Avocado's mattresses are built to last. Durable, high-quality materials, their products are an investment in long-term vitality, not a short-term fix. Invest in your comfort. Every product is thoughtfully made with the planet in mind so you can feel good about the comfort and quality you bring into your home. Plus, easy financing options with Affirm to make your purchase smooth as silk. And best of all, no regrets ever. Avocado sleep trials of up to 1 year.
A year.
I didn't misspeak. 1 year. Ensure you're getting the best mattress for you. When it comes to what you sleep on, real wins. Real is better. Go to avocadogreenmattress.com/TMOS to check out their mattresses and bedding sale. That's avocadogreenmattress.com/TMOS. Avocadogreenmattress.com. Now, Rob, as you know, is in Miami, Florida, and he's taking care of his dad, and it's been a tough time for him, but you do manage to get out of doors, out of that condo, and visit in the Miami area. You're still acclimating yourself to Miami to a certain degree.
Yeah, and it's great, because with me being here, Kathy can go out and run an errand if she needs to, or I can go out and run an errand if we need to. And yesterday, I mean, it's not lost on me the way the weather is in this town. Like yesterday I went out, it was 79 with full sun, and just to drive the strip with all the windows and the sunroof open, it's restorative. It is so,
so I mean, and
nice.
You're catching it, you know, we're very similar. You're on one side of the state, I'm on the other, and we're down here in South Florida, and this is referred to quite often by the locals, that's why we're here.
Yeah,
the day you got yesterday was one of the reasons
it's
people.
It's a grim situation here, I'm not going to lie, but when I go outside and I take a breath of that air and feel that sun, it really helps.
Yep.
So I was going out. I wanted to do some grocery shopping, help Kathy out, and I wanted some stuff for myself. And my dad is being particular about what he wants to eat now. And you know, if he doesn't want to eat, he doesn't eat, and that's not good for his health. So.
Right.
We're thinking of things that he loves. And one thing he loves is Scrapple. Always has. It's like a Christmas Day tradition in my house that we have Scrapple.
Right.
And Josh, you know what Scrapple is, right? And I think most people
I love Scrapple. I told you I can't find it down here. I've had to explain it to people what it is.
I went to four different stores, finally went to Publix. And first of all, Publix, you have a store that is hidden. Don't hide your store. It was really hard to find.
I'm sorry. I must spring to the defense. Are you dissing the greatest grocery store chain in America right now?
I have a couple complaints. I love the layout of their store.
Shame on you.
I love their products, but how about this?
Did you pick up a Pub Sub?
I did not pick up a Pub Sub.
Well, you'll have to.
That sounds great. This is a Publix that's built above a parking garage, so you have to use an elevator to get to it. meaning you have to bring your cart down an elevator to get to
your
car.
I think that is probably a city thing.
Maybe.
More
I don't care
than
for
a Publix thing.
And the other thing is that I could fix this in a day as manager, is that Publix employees, when they're stocking the shelves, get out of the way of the customer. Don't be in the way. And I ran into this left and right yesterday.
I'll tell you what. You know what? Now that I think about it, I think you have a point.
Okay. It's just a little thing, but it's...
They are notorious for that. And
really?
I'm saying
okay.
that based on the fact that I've experienced it myself. That's right. The only evidence I have. But, taking up three-quarters of the aisle.
Yeah.
With
yeah.
a cart and just...
They should be more. They should be more courteous, and they should be eager to get out of your way because yep. you know you're the client. Anyway,
yeah.
I'm walking the entire store because I like grocery stores.
Can I interrupt one more time?
Of course.
Because I would say this though, the reason they're in your way,
yeah,
it's constant restocking.
Of course.
So they have plenty of everything.
Keeping things fresh, Mike. Rotating the stock.
You know, the good and the bad.
And the produce section is. Pretty remarkable. It's Thank a great store.
Yeah, it is.
Really, really like is.
Make sure you spend some time in the bakery as well.
I did. Mm-hmm. Their jelly donuts, excellent.
I've got a bad habit now of the cheesecake I grab out of the bakery every time I go.
Every time.
More and more to think you two might be brothers, but I'm not sure.
I'm walking the entire store, and the entire back wall is all refrigerated stuff. Your dairy, your orange juice, your eggs, your meats, even a section called breakfast meats. And breakfast meats had no scrap on. I'm like, oh, this sucks. And so I'm walking the store and I end up in frozen meats. And that's where I find scrapple. And you see up in Virginia and where it's more easy to find, it's always a refrigerated product.
I've never looked at it in the freezer section.
So it's in the freezer section. And people should know that scrapple is essentially the meat that's not good enough to go into sausage.
May include snouts.
Snouts is on the package as an ingredient. Pork snouts. So if it's not good enough to be sausage, it's thrown into a grinder with grain and spices, and it makes scrapple. Okay, it's sort of like a cold meat fat loaf. And not very common down here. So I do find it, and I'm excited because I've been to like five stores. Fresh Market doesn't have it. Plum doesn't have it. So I go through. Walmart does not have it. And I'm going through line, and the part-time food clerk, his name is Zoran, which I always love to look at their name tags because I love to
My
say
My brother Bilo will direct you over to Scrapple.
I say, how are you? And I say, good, Zoran, how are you? Did you find everything okay? I said, in fact, I did. Mm-hmm. And so he's scanning and scanning, and he picks up the Scrapple, frozen brick of Scrapple. And he doesn't scan it. He just looks at it, stares at it. And he looks at me, and he says, is this cookie dough? I said... It is amazingly not cookie dough. It's called Scrapple. He goes, huh, what is it? And he still hasn't scanned it. He's just holding it. And I said, it's a breakfast meat, and it's not really native to this area, and most pork things aren't. And the reason
it's frozen is because they don't sell it.
They can't move a lot of product.
They can't move the product. It's not, a real Miami staple.
And he said, what is it? And I said, I explained what it was. And I said, it's actually, it's Pennsylvania Dutch. He said, from Europe.
I pooped myself one time.
I said, it's not from Europe. If you listen carefully, I said, Pennsylvania. So he lets me buy it, and I said, Zoran, it's right there on frozen meat. You should go buy some Scrapple for yourself. And he said, noted. And that was my encounter with Zoran.
Now, have you defrosted it and cooked it
up? I came
up?
Home and put it into the meat drawer of the fridge, so it'll be ready for cooking today. Yeah.
And okay. How do you prepare your Scrapple?
I eat it raw. It's sushi.
It's cooked anyway. Like when it's defrosted, you could eat it, right?
It's like a hot dog.
Yeah, but I put it into a lightly greased pan till it gets crispy on both sides. Some people shake it in flour. Yeah. I don't do that.
No, I do the same, just straight to the pan.
Shake it in flour to, like, give it a breading?
Yeah.
It's a little crispier then.
But it also, my old man loved it.
My father liked it.
It totally messes with the texture of the scrapple and it leaves you with a sloppy pan.
But it does help if you make it a sandwich. It holds it together a little better
as a sandwich. That's true. And I also go for a quarter inch slice, Mike.
Okay.
Some people like it thin, some like it thick.
Well, we all know why you go for the quarter inch slice.
Why is that? Makes your breath better.
That's it. Always. Thank you, Rob, for that.
But I want to thank Zoran. I think he's great. Yeah.
Fry some up tomorrow and eat it on the show. That would be a lot of fun.
I'm going to go find some. I love scrapple.
You know what? I'm not participating in that food challenge, but if you want to have some scrapple during the show, I'd like to, you know, just visually to show people up close what the scrapple looks like. Might be fun.
How many bricks did you buy? Just one, now that I know where it is.
Oh, not two? I thought everything's buy one, get one.
No, buy one, get one. That was the ice cream, Mike. The ice cream. I tried Mayfield Dairy Ice Cream was buy one, get one.
And you brought that home?
Yeah, a mint chocolate chip, which you'd hate because it had green in it, and plain chocolate.
How was the flavor, though, of the mint chocolate chip?
Perfect is good. Shaved chocolate, yeah.
My Royal Scoop mint chocolate chip, Rob, is green in color.
What about, do they have a Greenway? Greenwise?
Greenwise? Sam Greenwise makes it himself in his bathtub. Do you have video for us? Some beautiful video, please.
Left and right.
DermGlow Skin, I want to tell you about this again because February health starts with DermGlow because this month on TMOS, it's all about feeling better, as Josh would say.
Yep.
Having more energy and getting back to feeling like yourself. We talk a lot about telehealth and doctor-prescribed GLP-1s because they support weight management by reducing cravings, helping with portion control, and taking some of the mental battle out of food. And it all starts with a simple online medical assessment. Easy and discreet. And how about this? There's something new called Elate Spray.
Love it.
Elate Spray. It's a doctor-prescribed nasal spray designed to support desire. Elate Spray.
Wedding
desire
show.
Circulation.
and emotional
connection. You're going to have better circulation than the USA Today newspaper in full color, if you catch my drift.
Gross.
Personalized care delivered straight to your door. And yes, there are payment plans available. Klarna is a favorite, and HSA and FSA are accepted. So if February is your month to focus on health, confidence, and feeling good, again, head to DermGlowSkin.com, click on the Weight Management and Peptides button, and get started with a simple online assessment. That's DermGlowSkin.com, everybody.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry,
talk to the Beatles, Mike.
Close your eyes and listen to the Beatles. They're having a ball right here with us.
Hello.
77 WABC.
Some people, when they're writing news copy, need to keep in mind the people that are going to be reading the news copy. If you want to use a clever word, maybe warn them about it. But I don't think there are a lot of people under the age of 50 that would ever use or know what the word kerfuffle means. A kerfuffle is like a dust-up, a fight, maybe even a Brannigan. So when they put kerfuffle in this guy's copy, he didn't do well with it. And besides, he's not a great broadcaster to begin with.
Okay.
Controversy that took over this week was a curling kerfuffle featuring a cursing Canadian. Internet memes are exploding after a Swedish curler accused a Canadian of cheating during an Olympic. There's Sweden's Oscar Eriksson in.
Did kerfuffle get you?
Canada's Mark Kennedy video shows the Swede delivering his accusations.
A curling kerfuffle.
I'm going to help you on this one.
Thank you.
Curling kerfuffle. It features Kennedy pushing back with F-bombs.
Yeah.
Right there on the Olympic ice. The Sports Oversight Group World Curling says it gave the Canadian a warning. Its rules forbid foul language and other behavior deemed inappropriate. Critics on social media say the altercation sullies curling's tradition of sportsmanship. Umpires at the Olympics Friday did not record a violation.
Josh. But I love the way the Jim Ryan comes in.
It's
I'll take
so
it for you.
Funny though, the way the whole thing developed, because the guy does cheat.
Oh, yeah.
He's been accused
cheats.
Of cheating before. Yeah.
And
like, come on.
The Canadian women did the same thing. They also cheated.
They
what have
cheat.
I told you about Canada for years, Mike?
Yes, always. They're massing at the border to invade.
Horrible.
Us. Yes, sorry,
Mike, do
guy.
You remember when we were little, and it might be too early for you, but it was right about for me, a game or a toy that kids would have called Skip It. And a lot of times it
don't
was.
Don't remember that one.
It would have a lemon on one end of like a piece of plastic cord and then a loop. And you would put the loop around your foot. And you would spin it, and then you had to jump.
Not a lemon, like a ball on the end.
Well, I've seen it with lemons, too.
Yeah, but when I was a kid, we had a game called Stick.
And how did you play that?
You picked up the stick.
And what happened when the game was over?
You put the stick back in the woods.
It's a good game.
Thank
it
you.
Was very big in Hartford, Connecticut.
It was.
Game of Stick.
Yeah. Great city to live in.
Yeah. Did you make varsity stick?
Yeah, I did.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
I was one of the better sticks.
Okay, so this this father buys a Skip It for his daughter, and she blows it. And, you know, that's okay, but as the dad.
Oh, wait. Now, come on, potty mouth. What are you talking
okay,
about?
Okay, she's not good at playing Skip It, is what
okay,
I should say.
I get it.
And that's okay, but should he really make fun of her like this with her Skip It?
What's the matter? Our toys are a little too difficult for you? Huh? A little harder like than it? Just being on your iPad?
Sounds like Bill Burr.
Try to play with a game that we had when we were kids.
Does
you can't
like
even
Bill
do
Burr.
A Skip It. Oh, I'm out!
Now here he is. Here's the dad.
Because we didn't play with iPads back then.
There
we were
you go,
outside.
Dad.
We played
skip
with
it.
Dangerous toys. Wow. Wish you could do this?
I love the dad.
He's really good at it.
That's I remember that. I do remember that. I just didn't know what it was called, but that's
the
very
skip
cool.
It. All
like
right, Mike,
that.
Let's close with a pair of tapes. I know we all love television, and television is good, right?
Television is food.
And you want to have the best TV, and is there any better name than Zenith? Because Zenith
I want a giant screen TV.
But I didn't want a giant screen taking over my living room.
Look what Zenith built. By remote control, the screen rises from the fine furniture cabinet. Zenith presents Space Screen 45, more than three times the area of a 25-inch screen, yet the picture is sharper than ever before in home projection TV. And only Zenith has the screen that disappears.
So I get my living room back.
New Space Screen 45. Only Zenith has it.
Mike.
Hey, cutting edge.
Yeah.
And a great name.
Yes.
Yeah. That couple, they never have sex, just so you know.
And but, they go to bed like 4 hours apart.
Yeah.
Did you ever have one of those lousy rear projection sets?
Yeah, the big ones?
Yes.
I mean, not like that. That's no,
I mean
really
like
old,
that.
But I'm talking about the kind that was thick.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was like a,
yeah,
it was
yeah,
like a 65-inch.
Yeah.
Not cool.
The big,
yeah.
big ones.
Well, the one that they were advertising, I remember that. A relative got one and he was so excited because it was like 45-inch television and
mm-hmm.
like, wow, little would I know that, you know, years later that would be like the size of a computer screen.
Isn't
but
it?
We go over there and he said, let's watch football or let's watch golf. And he had to turn off all the lights because the picture
yep.
was so dim.
Yep.
And then even then you're squinting and, you know, and the
Is
sides
that
are
Johnny Unitas.
And then the sides are kind of bent.
Right.
It wasn't great. So yeah, Zenith is, you know, it means the top of the pops.
Mm-hmm.
But let's close with this. Once you get your Zenith, what are you going to watch on TV, Mike?
Huh? Whip It or whatever.
No. We're going to watch what's on. We're going to watch a great action adventure show, The A-Team.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Mr. T and yeah. George Peppard.
Yeah. But watch this promo for it.
Okay.
Tuesday, guess who's coming to the A-Team?
Boy George and the Culture Club.
And the action is
too marvelous for words.
So get in on the act, because things are going to be rocking and stomping.
What next?
When Boy George meets the A-Team, Tuesday.
I'm rolling.
Mike, when
wow.
Boy George
wow.
meets the A-Team.
Yeah, Rockers I Have Met by Mike O'Mara. Yes.
He's tall. Wasn't Boy George tall?
Super tall. Scary tall, especially yeah. when he's wearing his full outfit, which I saw him backstage in London, England. That was the same night that I met Bryan Adams great Canadian.
Yeah.
But neither one compared to meeting a Beatle. I met George Harrison.
You know what? I still can't get over the fact you did that. That's so
a Beatle.
Awesome.
Very, very cool. That's it. We got to get out of here. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow. Who knows? It might start with some new music. Depends on how creative I get, but probably not. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody, for Josh Sorokin, Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Snouts.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Shut up!
And remember, we're not happy until you're not happy.
Colds, flus, strips, even COVIDs. Every disease cured with ease by this blessed formula based on ancient scripture.